Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Thursday morning, Carla. As you would say, we're next in line.
Next in line, baby. Or as some were calling it this morning, Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
By the way, where's Morty?
Where is Morty?
Figure it out and win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer. Thanks to everybody who came out last night. Yeah. Scenic Brewing Company.
Yeah.
8410 West DI.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
I know you were there.
I was. Had a good time.
Did you?
Yeah, had a good time watching that game. Hello.
Yeah.
Woo!
The St. Louis Blues almost shut out the Boston Bruins in game number 7.
Oh.
They finally win the Stanley Cup, so good for them.
They were in last place in January.
Yes.
Dead last.
One of the worst teams.
Man.
During the season.
That is so cool. It really is.
Went from worst to first.
A lot of us were talking last night. They've been around for a while, but it's like, who knew? Who the Blues? What are they, a lacrosse team? What are they?
Had never
are they
won
pickleball?
Before.
What are they? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some
great.
Of the Facebook posts.
Right. Yeah.
From last night over at Scenic Brewing Company, and I guess some people are tracking the picture of where Morty is.
Yeah.
And a couple of people think they might have it.
Good, then call in.
You know what?
Unlike Jingle Bell Rock, we're helping you with this one.
Yes, right now, if you think you know this, the address, city, state, zip, and what's in Morty's pocket, or you think you're even close, call in right now. 702-739-9636. We would love to give away this Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and, of course, KKLZ. Now, if you want to find out more or see the picture, we're going to reveal another piece.
Cool.
So you can see it
a little bit
later on this morning, 96.3 KKLZ.com. Sunshine today, going to be a little windy. High of 105, 100 tomorrow, but no mention of wind.
Okay.
So it should be a nice weekend, hopefully, for Father's Day. 81 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, the torture never stops. You just wait. It's a brand new show. Your kids are going to eat it up.
All right, more on that in other stories.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So after Jon Stewart kind of lost it at a committee hearing, the House unanimously passed a bill funding the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund permanently. Now, it still has a few more hurdles, and including a Senate vote. Hopefully, that will make it through, and they will keep this going because it's a pretty big deal. A lot of people who are sick and you know, using this for their 65th, you know, chemo treatment.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
As a result of 9/11.
Exactly. A lot of people sick.
Does Jon Stewart look like he's aged quite a bit?
You said that. I don't really think so. I think just because his hair is a little grayer.
Okay.
Because I think he's like maybe 54, 55.
Okay.
He's not that
That's
old.
It?
He's like mid-50s.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think he still looks good in the face. I think he still looks
right.
Gray.
Okay.
Yeah. I know he's gotten gray.
Yeah.
But he's really passionate about this. He has been.
Clearly.
Yeah. He
Clearly.
Has been for many, many years.
Good for him.
I agree. The man who allegedly shot David Ortiz has been arrested. He's one of 6 people who were supposedly involved in this. Man.
That is a weird story.
It's really weird.
And it gets more weirder.
Yeah.
As information comes out.
Yeah, this apparently was some planned out hit.
Yeah.
Again,
because he was dating or seeing or having an affair with some guy who is a bad man.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, like some drug kingpin or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was a bad man. bad hombre, man. Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton are feuding. The whole sentence just made me feel like I need an ointment. And the torture never stops, Mike. It never stops with this song. Soon, your kids will be begging you to take them to Baby Shark Live. Yeah!
What? Really?
Oh, it's happening.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yep, the dates are going to be announced next month. The show is described as a fully immersive, one-of-a-kind musical experience.
I'm sure.
So,
one-of-a-kind for sure.
One-of-a-kind
is
right.
This is the song that just won't go away,
no,
will it?
No, it won't. No, it won't. And once you kick in it, everybody's going to be singing this today. Earworm especial.
Arena's full of people.
I know. Exactly. Florida Gator fans. Yeah. No, they're New York fans. And happy birthday to the Olsen twins. They turned 33 today, which is the weight of both of them put together as well.
Okay.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Really, nobody has any clue as to where's Morty.
I know. Oh, I think people do.
Are they sandbagging it?
You just, I don't know. I don't know, but I think you got to just start throwing guesses out.
Okay.
Because you're just not going to know.
We've talked about.
You're just not going to know.
We've talked about where Morty is from.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Right.
I know a lot of people might not know what's in his pocket.
Right.
But if you've listened to the show at all.
Yeah.
It would be very surprising to find this in his pocket.
Absolutely.
Maybe
that
would help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now. 702-739-9636. If you want to give it a shot. The street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Morty's pocket. You can do it right now.
Right.
Would love to hear somebody guess.
Yep.
The mystery location of Morty's vacation pick.
Even if it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're just helping yourself find, you know.
Yeah.
That word is not.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not, so.
Yep.
All right, 702-739-9636. If you want to go to the KKLZ website, check out the pick right now. Help you figure it out. You can do that. We're going to reveal another piece later this morning.
Good.
Even to help you more. So, Rod Stewart, Forever Young.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLC.
Okay, now, Carla, you have mentioned these videos before. I didn't really know what they were, these ASMR videos.
Right.
And ever since you talked about them, and some of the more popular ones,
right?
I've actually gone to YouTube and seen
Have you seen some of them?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
You just get sucked in.
And you do, and you don't want to. And some of them you don't even like. But it's a repetitive type thing, and it's supposed to be kind of a soothing thing as well.
I was watching one last night as the hockey game was on during a break, and I'm watching this woman massage and stroke the hair of another one. See, it's so relaxing.
Yeah.
And Jody goes, "What are you watching?"
Yeah.
And I said, "They are called ASMR videos, and look at this one." And she's all of a sudden, I noticed she's stuck on it.
Yeah. And let me tell you what ASMR is: autonomous sensory meridian response.
Okay.
It's a relaxing, sedative sensation, they say, that begins at the scalp and moves down the body. It's also known as brain massage.
All right. Based on that, we all did a video.
Yeah.
An ASMR video.
Yeah.
That we're going to post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And which you can link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carly, you did one. Morty, you did one. I did one. Even our intern, summer intern Jacob, did one.
Yeah. John did one too, by the way. So, got one for you.
Did you?
Yeah. No, yes, he did.
I didn't know.
No, well,
Okay.
We
all did one.
He contracted out.
Right.
And so, yes,
I don't
that's
have time.
Right.
I'm much too busy
that's
to
right.
relax
Listen, my
brain.
My people,
to play with,
please do.
To play with you little peeps.
I get sucked into enough terrible stuff on the internet.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
need
right.
to get
I've
sucked into
sing.
This too trying to do it.
So when we post all these, which will be in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go. We're not going to tell you who did what video.
No.
But just vote.
See if you enjoy it.
Just click on the one you like the best.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
How easy is that? And then a couple of days? After a week?
Yeah.
We will crown the ASMR champion.
There you go.
On this morning show. absolutely means nothing.
Yes, exactly.
It'll be relaxing for everybody.
As long as you enjoy, I think you'll enjoy them all a lot.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And it will tell you a lot about each individual who did that video.
Probably.
Well, we'll know if we did our job properly because no one will call in because everyone's so relaxed.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, don't enjoy them that much. Jeez, Mary, that means you.
Check that out. John Schaefer had mentioned the St. Louis Blues in his newscast. How they really beat up on the Boston Bruins.
Sure did.
The final score, 4-1. They win the Stanley Cup, bringing it back to St. Louis. And during the on-ice celebration after presenting the cup, NBC didn't know what to do.
I know.
They were shouting out some potty mouth. Way we put in the beeps. NBC didn't do that.
Oh, no, man,
we put in the beeps.
Yeah. So. Oh, you gotta love it.
Clearly, the F word is very popular amongst the St. Louis Blues. After waiting that long to win the cup,
yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That one fan last night at Scenic, the one Boston fan.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah, and then he took off his shirt. He took off his shirt. He had on the Bruins shirt, and then we looked over. It was like, aw. And he was the quietest Boston fan I'd ever seen. But yeah, all of a sudden his shirt was off. It's like, aw, he had like a spare underneath there.
That's a sign it's truly over.
Yeah, I know.
It's done.
I know it.
So again, congrats to St. Louis and the Blues. It's Queen. All you have to do is figure out where Morty's at. Win that Mexican Riviera cruise for two. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer. Morty handed out a bonus clue last night over at Scenic Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Yep.
You'll have another bonus clue to hand out next Wednesday. And you seem to think that people are getting closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had someone say they think they know where it is, but hey.
They can't figure out what's in your pocket.
Yeah, call in.
Just start throwing things out there. That's all you got to do.
702-739-9636. A 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two.
Yep.
The first of three cruises were actually given away during the 96 days of summer. So if you want to do that, phone line's open. 702-739-9636. Even if you want to find out if you're on the right track.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
All right. It's up to you. Sunshine, a little windy today. High 105, 100 the high tomorrow. It's 81 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll get to that after Foreigner, Cold as Ice.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, big study found out there. We always talk about morning people or night owls, where there's a lot more than just that. There are also afternoon people. They say these people are most alert from around 11 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon.
And then after that?
And then they kind of crash and burn. Now, there are also nappers. Alert, very alert in the morning.
Yeah.
Fade hard around 11 in the morning.
Okay.
But then they get a second burst of energy after about 3. If they can squeeze in a nap, they got even more energy.
I think that might be me.
That's me.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Feel pretty good? Up till about 11, and then you just kind of fade off, and then back up mid-afternoon.
Right, especially if I get like a 15, 20, maybe 30-minute nap.
Yeah,
then I'm ready to go.
All right, there you go. That's good enough. That's okay.
Okay.
So you're not an afternoon person.
No.
You're a napper.
I'm a napper.
Yeah, and you don't always nap, but that's what they say. That's what that is. I don't even know where I fall in anymore. I don't even know.
Well, your life has taken a turn.
I know. Yeah, everybody date someone younger.
That's a great idea.
Ooh-wee. According to a new study, this is a bit unnerving. We ingest so much plastic, they say it's the equivalent of eating a credit card each week.
What?
Yep. Yeah, the main sources, water, shellfish, salt, beer. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Is it safe? I don't know if it's safe.
Well, I wasn't worried about the shellfish or the beer, but now
salt,
there's my little
water,
container of salt.
Exactly. Now, researchers say, it's probably not grave for you, but it should definitely ring the alarm for government,
yeah,
you know, to kind of take a look at some things. And the winner is broccoli. Yeah.
Yes.
The most popular vegetable in the United States by far.
What?
People in 38 of the 50 states voted for broccoli as their favorite vegetable.
Fake news.
No, that's that. Broccoli is really popular.
You like broccoli.
Yeah, I do like broccoli. It kills me, but I love it.
Jody does too.
The corn came in second.
Trees.
Yeah, but there's also broccolini that is, oh,
what
even
is that?
Better. That's a little smaller and more tender broccoli.
The mini
trees. Oh, so good. And carrots came in third. Broccoli's one of those foods. I love it. It kills me.
Where's beans? I like beans.
I love green beans,
Beans.
Yeah, those are
the
one of my faves. But yeah, broccoli.
Oh,
not bean. Not those beans.
Oh.
The other beans.
Oh.
No, not those beans.
Stop it.
No. But yeah, is there a food you guys eat that you love, but it just kills you? But you still eat it.
Probably half the
still
stuff
gonna
I
do
eat.
It. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
It is Thursday, Friday Eve. The weekend's around the corner. A few things you should know.
People are calling up and trying to figure out where Morty is. In the 96 days of summer, you have a chance to win a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. We will tell you that mystery pick on the website will reveal another picture so you can help, hopefully, figure out. It is a place.
Right.
Now, the first bonus clue was get there fast.
Get there fast.
Last night's bonus clue was float your boat.
Float your boat, yeah.
Float your boat, if that helps you at all.
Oh, I like that. Well, we got a guess from one of our listeners who said, is Morty in Myrtle Beach?
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess.
Are you in Myrtle Beach?
I am not.
No? Okay. All right.
But I could be at a beach.
You could be.
Okay. All right. Okay. Myrtle Beach is, it's a ways away. That's for sure. Myrtle Beach. I wish I was in Myrtle Beach.
I wish you were too sometimes. No, I kid.
Yeah, no, you
we
don't.
Love
no,
each other.
God, no.
So. All right, so take a look at the picture.
Love it.
And if you think you know, then figure it out.
Did I get another one? Let me see. No.
No.
No valid guesses. A lot of people trying to be funny.
Okay.
A lot of people trying to be funny. Where would Morty vacation? Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Funny, but you're wrong.
Right. But you know, vacation is a good clue, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
there you
think
go.
Think about what we've already given you.
Yep.
Put that all together and take a shot. 702-739-9636. We haven't done a senseless survey in a while.
No, we haven't.
Got a good one coming up for you. Do that in about 7-8 minutes from now. Earth, wind, and fire. People working on it. Nancy, where do you think Morty is?
I think it's Kokomo.
That's
Kokomo.
Good, though. Yeah, that's good.
Good guess, but no.
Oh, darn.
What made you think Kokomo?
Get there fast and then take it slow.
Oh.
Oh,
I like that.
That together, but yeah, that's.
I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
All right,
keep working at it. Keith, what do you think?
I think he's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, I like that.
Do we dare to ask
why? I know.
Why?
Well, I hear it on the radio show this morning going in. He said, get there fast, rapid. And then it says something about, like, being on a boat. So it's like water.
Mm-hmm.
So get there fast in water. Well, fast water is rapid. The only place I can think of is Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We are not that clever at all. I love that.
Holy.
I wish he was. We're changing his location. I like that. That's good.
Boy, I love the way you think. No, not even close.
Our listeners are way too smart.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
I love how people are thinking, though. They're thinking it out. All right, keep trying. Would love to give this cruise away.
I agree.
All right. 7:35, we have a senseless survey. We found a listener we can call. We're going to do that after Billy Idol and Moni Moni.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we haven't done a senseless survey in a while.
Right.
We've lined it up. Here we go. Carla, we are calling a listener by the name of Valerie this morning.
Hello.
This is Kathleen Paluski. I'm calling from the Nevada Bureau of Senseless Surveys. Are you available for a short survey?
A survey? Sure.
Thank you so much. How many people in your household?
Three.
Would you support a 4-day work week?
Yes.
Would you rather listen to Justin Bieber for the rest of your life or only watch the Hallmark Channel for the rest of your life?
What? Hallmark, I guess.
Should dyslexia be easier to spell?
By home, me or the dyslexic?
We can pass.
Okay.
Should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
Please, yes. Yes, they should.
Now, if you made
and
it a bull...
Tinkle. There was a tinkle on the list, too.
Tinkle on the list. I'm writing that down. Thank you. Now, if you mated a bulldog and a shih tzu, what would it be called?
Bull
I gotta cut it off. Valerie, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. I don't know if you know.
So you two are a shih tzu and a bulldog.
I wish you could have seen my face and Morty's face when she asked the question. We don't know what she's going to ask.
No.
And I just went, oh, my God. You played it so well.
Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys every morning. I think I didn't never thought you'd catch me like this.
Well, a lot of people think that.
Well,
you just never know.
Thank you, Valerie. You're awesome.
Where's Morty? All you have to do is figure it out. Win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer. Got to be honest, people have been texting in, calling in.
Yeah.
After giving out another bonus clue last night over at the Scenic Brewing Company.
We're getting a lot. Now, somebody said 1119 Queens Highway, Long Beach, California, 90802. Morty has tickets in his pockets and probably a pencil. No. Okay.
But that's how you have to guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, now.
I'll just say I have one thing in my pocket.
One thing in your pocket.
Yeah. One thing. Okay.
Just one thing.
Is Morty at Jeffrey's, 27400 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu, California, 90265. No, not that either.
Getting closer, though.
Shoot. We also got, and I don't know if we got Kokomo. Is Morty in Kokomo?
No.
Grand Rapids. I sure love that one.
I love how he thought it out.
I know. He said, because what was the clue? Get there fast?
Get there fast and
float your boat.
I have like a whole whiteboard here. We're going to the board over here. It is not Grand Rapids. Is it Lake Havasu?
No.
It is not.
No. Myrtle Beach?
We already said.
No, we got that one. It wasn't Myrtle Beach.
No.
And it wasn't Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
No. Stop.
I got to be honest. I think yours might be the toughest. I think yours might
probably
be one of the toughest. Yeah.
Really? The last text that you got with the specific address.
Yes.
It's like you're getting warmer.
Oh.
I'll say you're getting warmer.
Okay. Now,
Our
digital programmer is in our studio this morning. Did we reveal another puzzle piece already this morning? In 5 minutes.
Our digital programmer's going, I have no idea. Do you guys not know how to get on the website? Jeez.
Well, we reveal a piece every morning. I just wanted to know. Okay, 5 minutes.
Give me hard time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, I think, when all is said and done and this comes out where Morty is, I think a lot of people are going to smack their heads and go, oh, well, I should have at least known that.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
All right. Sunshine, windy today. High 105, 100 the high tomorrow, triple digits over the weekend, 88 outside this morning. If you want to keep guessing, you can still do that. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Is Madonna just not selling tickets like she used to?
I know. I mean, yesterday she was taking off her top.
Well, maybe that's why.
Selling more.
More on that story and others after Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A list has come out of episodes that changed TV. Number one, can you guess what it is, Mike? You might know.
It would have to be a Seinfeld.
No.
No?
No. Episodes of TV.
Well, I was going to say the episode from Seinfeld, yada, yada, yada.
No. The number one episode that changed TV... Who Shot J.R.?
You're talking all of TV.
All of TV. Yep, that cliffhanger. Lucy's pregnancy on I Love Lucy, that was a big deal at the time.
showing a woman pregnant.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Was a huge deal. Yeah. The coming out episode of Ellen.
Yeah.
And guess what? You guys won't even guess it.
Do people remember that episode when she came out?
I think so. Yeah, it killed her career for a while, actually. Mm-hmm. Really killed her career for a while.
Yeah.
Coming in fourth, Ned Stark's death on Game of Thrones. Because it was so shocking for people that first season.
One of the first.
Yeah.
Couple of episodes. Yeah.
Main character.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know if people know that Jacob, who is 18, our intern, doesn't know that at one time you couldn't show a woman pregnant. You could not show two people in a bed.
Right.
even the flushing the toilet on All in the Family. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal in 73?
People smoking on TV.
People smoking. Yeah. Yeah. Now you kids today.
You get everything. That show Mad Men came out.
Yeah.
It just blew all of those rules out the window.
Yes. You kids with the Cardi B and the Post Malone and the Pre Malone. There's all. He's going, what are you even talking about?
Bugsy Malone. I don't know.
There are rumors out there that Madonna is not selling tickets to her upcoming tour. They're just not selling. Well, Live Nation would like you to know, they're selling. Matter of fact, it's not a bust at all. Most of the tickets for her tour are already sold.
Wow.
Madonna doing just fine.
All right, then put the top back on.
Yeah, exactly. Honey,
play your
please,
hits.
Please put the top back on. Morty, Tony Stark's cabin from Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
It's available for rent on Airbnb. It's in the Atlanta area. It's about $800 a night. I know. 5-star ratings across the board. Enough room for 6 guests. So if you get enough people in there, I know.
My sister Barb lives down in Atlanta.
Cool is that?
We can go visit her.
Yeah. Okay. That's Tony Stark's cabin right there. That's pretty cool, actually.
And then you guys haven't seen it. I was going to say we can reenact the movie, but never mind.
Right?
I'll do it on my own.
God, you know what?
Do it on my own.
It's going to be too cool.
We'll stay there with you, but that's about as far as we're going.
I'll put an ad out there for you.
We're not putting on costumes and doing a show or play.
Calling all virgins. that is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Universal Solar Direct.
He's got to get a girlfriend.
Oh, my God. We're going to rent Tony Stark's camp, and it's so cool. I
get the top bunk.
Bring your action figures. We're going to have an endgame war. It's going to be so cool. No girls. Scram, girls. Scram. 96.3 KKLZ.
Cooties. We're really helping people this morning.
We actually are helping people this morning. This is fun.
Trying to figure out where Morty is to win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two, all a part of the 96 days of summer.
Somebody texted in. Tom said Morty is at TD Garden, 100 Legends Way, Boston, Massachusetts. He has a longboard, and he is surfing the tears of the defeated Boston fans.
Nice.
Yes, I am. Not part of the contest.
Now Tamara says, if Morty tells me where he is, I'll go to the cabin and dress as whatever he wants me to dress as. Back at Avengers Endgame.
All right.
I think she's talking superhero.
All right, well, let's stay focused.
We're making fun.
Here.
Carmel, California. Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right. Steve, what's your guess?
Isn't he from Hawaii?
Well, that's what he tells us.
Well, I'm just saying, since he's from Hawaii.
Morty, you're from Hawaii?
I am from Hawaii.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Interesting.
Maybe that gave away one of the elements. We'll see. 8:29. You know, we have those tickets for Teresa Caputo to give away this Saturday at the Orleans Theater with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we have these Teresa Caputo tickets to give away. This is for Saturday night over at the Orleans Arena.
Okay.
And they're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All you have to do is identify the song by title that we are singing in another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea.
And mostly here's a toast to you and me.
So here's to the ginger lay I give you today.
And here's a kiss that will not fade away.
All right. John, if you never knew a song that we sang before like that, you probably don't even know what that song is.
No, people are going to have to, look this one up. That's
they might have to.
You might want to play that again, Mike.
All right, here it is.
So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea.
And mostly here's a toast to you and me.
So here's to the ginger lay I give you today.
Keep in mind, I think it might help if we tell you it's in line with what we've been talking about throughout the morning in helping you win that 7-day Mexican cruise on the Riviera.
Yes.
All a part of the 96 days of summer. But right now, if you can identify that song by title, boy, this is going to be tough. You know what? Figuring out where Morty is going to be a lot easier.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But blame this one on me.
Carla wanted to do it, and I said, you know what? Fine. I get it. I get it.
Yes, I know you do.
But we'll see how it goes. All right, so we'll get through news and weather. Starting with caller number 972-739-9636. A chance to win those tickets. Teresa Caputo this Saturday night over at the Orleans. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Teresa Caputo, the Long Island Medium, with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea.
And mostly here's a toast to you and me.
So here's to the ginger lay I give you today.
And here's a kiss that will not fade away.
All you have to do is identify. All you have to do from those lyrics is identify the song by title that we're singing.
Okay.
Mike's on the phone. Mike, can you do it?
Tiny Bubbles.
Yeah.
There you go. Right on. Right on.
I got to tell you, Mike, I am shocked.
Shocked.
It was a community effort here at the office.
I love it.
Well, Mike, you got the tickets. Teresa Caputo, these are for Saturday night over at the Orleans Arena. So hang on the line. We'll take down all the information, tell you how to pick the tickets up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very good. Thanks, Mike and Carla.
By the way, we should tell people for a second chance to win, you can register online right now at 963KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Well, a bar in Miami had a promotion that every time the U.S. Women's World Cup team scored a goal, everybody in the bar got a free shot.
Yeah.
Well, they had to cut that promotion off early during the first game. What was it, the other day?
Yeah.
When they beat Thailand 13 to zip.
Jeez, everybody was crawling out of the bar. Oh, my gosh.
You're cut off.
I don't want any more shots. I can't have
You know, the women's team took a lot of heat
they
on
sure
their celebration
did.
After that. But
yeah, they got a little too happy, apparently.
Is there really
you're
too happy?
Yeah.
It's World Cup.
You're racking up points, and you need to rack points up.
All right.
Jeez.
Woman in South Carolina was arrested on Monday for driving drunk, which is not good. But she was in a kid's motorized Power Wheels toy truck. Charged with public intoxication. It doesn't matter what you're driving. If you're if you're drunk, just stay home.
Yeah.
Drink at home and stay home.
Mike, I'm gonna see your little toy car crash and raise you. One horse-drawn carriage crash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Kentucky police arrested a horse-drawn carriage driver. He crashed into a car while drunk. How do you even...
Does the horse not see the car?
I know. Well, he was transporting 8 people. It was like a Uber, I guess, a horse Uber. I don't know. He lost control, crashed. Horse is okay.
Thank God.
Everybody's going to be okay, but he was charged with a DUI.
I'm sure the horse is thinking, really, you want me to go this way? There's a car here.
You got to pull the reins to one side or the other. Wow. And a man, let me tell you this. In New Orleans, they did the 11th annual World Naked Bike Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Fine and well. This happens, you know, every year. But New Orleans residents very upset because this year a lot of people use those public rental bikes. We have them here, the city bikes. Yeah. And a lot of them... make of this what you will, were returned without seats.
Oh, geez.
So where did those seats go or stay?
Maybe that might be a good thing, though. You sit on it naked, take the seat with you.
Oh, the whole thing is just, it's just an awful visual. So I'll leave you with that. It's Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We didn't really like doing laps around the track in high school. It was just a big pain. Well, an alternative school in Iowa is allowing their students to earn PE credits by helping the disabled and senior citizens out there. Most traditional high schools, they can, you know what, they can do, you do sports or other after-school activities. Well, at the Alternative Learning Center in Dubuque, they're being encouraged to fulfill their PE requirements by doing yard work, mowing lawns, trimming the bushes, cleaning gutters for people in their community who can't do it themselves. So they can get high school credit, skip PE, if they do this.
I like that.
And the teacher who launched it, Mr. Hitzler is his name. Tim Hitzler. He's been supervising it for quite a while, and he says they come in with just awful attitudes. Uh-huh. And after a few days, they're loving it. They're really liking it. They're getting that physical thing. They're getting the exercise. They're getting credit, the whole bit.
And they're helping people.
They're helping people. And a lot of these students were high-risk kids, and they're coming out of there, a lot of them wanting to open their own lawn service, things like that.
Wow.
Yeah, becoming a bit more entrepreneurial as well. And like I said, getting some good exercise. So, yeah, in Dubuque, Iowa, Mr. Hitzler started this program. Good for him. Doing some good on each end.
I can imagine if you looked at your schedule and go,
you got him. All right.
Or the nickname.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's a great story. I love
like
it.
That.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 941, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low loan rates for the car you want. Well, in recapping this morning, Malibu, Long Beach, Lake Havasu, Catalina, everybody guessed as to where Morty is, and it came up with Hawaii, finally.
Okay.
We narrowed it down.
Yep.
He's at a place in Hawaii.
Somewhere in Hawaii.
In the 96 days of summer contest that could have you on a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise. We revealed another puzzle piece to expose that picture. Mm-hmm. Last night, you gave out a bonus clue. Next Wednesday, you'll do the same thing.
Yep.
And you can keep trying with Bob Bishop, who's coming in for Wendy Rush. A little bit later, she's taking a couple of days off, so he'll keep you company throughout the midday. Make sure you talk to him. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be kind, be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.